Well, I grew up in Brooklyn and went to Harvard. In my freshman year, I just got interested in writing, and that was the ball game. Finally, there was something I was good at.
I mean, those of us who wanted to be writers saw it as an exalted profession at that time. We had major American writers that were terribly important to us in college. Hemingway, Faulkner, Fitzgerald, Steinbeck, Dos Passos, to a lesser degree, Farrell, and J.P. Markland, people like that. And the idea that you could become a writer, or possibly, just possibly, become a major writer was immensely exciting. I think it's the way later generations of young Americans wanted to become rock stars or movie stars. I don't know that there are that many young Americans now who want to become major American writers. Part of the movement of the 20th century has been to put writing, serious writing, very much to the side. You know, we're no longer part of you might say, of the taproot of American culture. We're a tendril. We don't count anymore. Not, certainly don't count the way it was then. Hemingway didn't sell any more books than, let's say, John Updike or Saul Bellow or myself, but his importance was immensely greater than ours. And people lived their lives by his standards. He changed people's lives profoundly. But Hemingway, in those days, gave young men like myself the notion that there was a personal code and you had to obey it, and that it was very important. Grace under pressure became the sine qua non of our existence. A code that by now is sneered at and scorned, you know. Now it's called dismissively by people who are politically correct. They'll speak of it as machismo, you know, as if it were a dirty word.